A five-member delegation from Côte d'Ivoire is expected to meet their Ghanaian counterpart today to continue with discussions on the maritime boundary between Ghana and Côte d'Ivoire. This was disclosed by the Deputy Minister of Lands and Natural Resources, Henry Ford Kamel, to our parliamentary correspondent, Isa Shaibu. Meanwhile, the Ghana Boundary Commission today held a meeting in Accra to brief members on the status of negotiations in respect of the maritime boundary between the two countries and other coastal states.
We are invited to the United Nations Convention on the Law of the Sea since 1983, when we subscribed to the principles of the convention. And then we went beyond just the subscription to domesticating the provisions of the convention by promulgating PNDC Law 159, which is the Maritime Zones Law. The law requires us to do two things. First of all, the law requires us to engage in a delimitation exercise with our other coastal states, either those on the opposite side or adjacent to us. And then law, secondly, it requires us to delineate the outer limits of our continental shelf beyond 200 miles. Now, we are in the process of doing this. We have been negotiating with Côte d'Ivoire to determine our maritime boundaries. We have been talking to other countries like Togo, Benin, and then Nigeria to also determine our boundaries.
What is the timetable for the defense of the submission at the UN on the extension of Ghana's continental shelf?
In April 2009, we made our submission to the UN, and then we followed it up with a presentation on our submission in August the same year. There is a UN subcommittee on these matters, and we are scheduled to appear before this subcommittee somewhere in 2016. And then by 2018, the recommendations from this subcommittee will be made available.
Deputy Minister of Lands and Natural Resources, Henry Ford Kamel.